We are going to have 80 baskets donated by local businesses. It's going to be taking place at the Marquette County Golf Course, and there's a $5 entry, but that includes a grand prize drawing that's going to be held at the end of the evening.
And the grand prize this year is a 32-inch flat-screen TV.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very nice.
And this is all about, well, how does it work? You've got the Big Give, so there's a ton of stuff. Let's tell us a little bit about that.
The Big Give has 16 events going on the whole month of May in order to raise money for the Women's Center Capital Campaign. And Select Realty is now, is hosting for the second year the basket auction, which is a combination of live auction and also bucket drawings. So you can purchase tickets and put them in the buckets for the things you like. No one's going to go home with an extra toaster. You're gonna win the things. You have chances to win the things that you really like. And we've hit up different members of the community, different businesses, and I can tell you they are already starting to come in, and the baskets are amazing.
Well, we've looked at a list here, and there's several businesses that have given not only items but time for events and activities. There's concerts, all kinds of things. Kind of a sort of an amalgamation of a whole bunch of things.
It's really a community coming together.
Yeah, how'd you put it all together?
Actually, the Women's Center Board, on the Women's Center Board, Karen Nygaard had the idea last year after watching Oprah's Big Give, look at what we could do in a month's time. And the thing about this that's so neat is that we do pull this whole entire Big Give month off in a month. We don't stress about it for an entire year. Everyone has other lives, jobs. And this last year we had, I believe, a dozen businesses that were involved. And this year we're up to 16. And one of the new things we're doing this year that we didn't do last year is a gazebo reunion lunch. My mother and I used to have Gazebo, the women's clothing store downtown. And many people over the years have said, I still have that sweater you sold me, or I miss the store. And twice a year she would have a lunch. So in order to raise money with a $5 cover charge donation, and also to raise awareness of the Pack Rats, the Women's Center resale shop, we're going to host Saturday from 12 to 2 a gazebo reunion lunch. There's going to be some door prizes. People who bring in their old gazebo clothing can get extra tickets.
Well,
it should be a trip down memory lane.
It's vintage now. That's the term, right?
Retro.
Retro, vintage.
I think 9 years makes it retro since the store closed.
All of the proceeds will then be used to benefit the Women's Shelter and its projects, right? The Women's Center,
yes.
And what they do.
Yes. Last year, we did have 423 survivors of domestic violence that we served through the Women's Center and Harbor House. And we also had 140 children that stayed in the, you know, at the shelter. Mm-hmm. So it's a widespread community shelter. Mm-hmm. And you never know if you're...
On a regular basis, and all proceeds raised help out the Women's Center.
Yes. We are open 6 days a week now. Monday through Fridays, we're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursdays, we're open till 6. And then we're now open Saturdays from 9 to 3. So it gives everybody a chance to get in to find some neat and unique things. Also, we take donations anytime we're open also, so...
Well, obviously, with an event like that, you've got a chance to kind of have folks kind of have some reminiscing and some memories. But let's go back to the Big Give now in terms of Wednesday with that. It says preview starts at 5, auction starts at 6. But how does it work? Let's say someone wants to show up. They pick up a ticket. They show up. What can they expect?
You show up, you buy your ticket, your $5 entry ticket gets you into the grand prize drawing, and then you can buy as many raffle tickets as you want to put in the buckets of the prizes you want. We will live auction 30 baskets, and it could be anything from the ringside tote bag that's filled with over $300 worth of merchandise, training, and membership. There are some incredible baskets by businesses, some with a wine theme. Even The Right Place did a picnic basket with a cooler, beer, wine, chips, and coupon for some subs. There's a little bit of everything. And being so close to Mother's Day, you could actually buy a few raffle tickets, help out the Women's Center and win a Mother's Day present to get you off the hook for Sunday.
Well, the other thing that's nice about it is your grand prize drawing is at 8 o'clock, so you're not going to keep them there all night either. It is, a school night or a work night or something like that. So
it wraps up a little bit after the grand prize drawing. There's appetizers that we have. Of course, it is at the golf course, so there's a cash bar. And last year, I can tell you, people had so much fun. We're definitely really pleased to have the support of the community that we have. And so many of the people that did a basket last year are responding and doing one this year. There is something for everyone.
And again, then the gazebo reunion lunch is Saturday.
Saturday from 12 until 2 at Pack Rats. And if you haven't been in Pack Rats, it's a wonderful time to come in. It not only does it have clothing, but it has furniture and all sorts of things, and they'll accept your donations anytime. So it's hopefully it's going to be a fun day filled with memories and good old-fashioned gazebo lunch food.
And Deb, all proceeds are going to help out the Women's Center and their projects.
And Harbor House, correct.
And Harbor House. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in this morning. If people can't make it to this event and whatnot, and they want to find out more about Pack Rats or Harbor House Women's Center, whatnot, how can they do that?
Well, you can call the store anytime. Our number is 225-1103. If they want to make a donation and they have furniture and they need it picked up, we do have a pickup service. Otherwise, we are open the 6 days a week. We're located at 1310 South Front Street, the brick building between the two gas stations. And you just come around to the back and we have an easy drop-off area if you have a carload of stuff.